Buying a new Chevy is easy. Check out Shop, Click, and Drive at your local Chevy dealer. Shop online 24/7 and take delivery at home. It's simple, it's safe, it's smart. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and enjoy the ride.
It's Chicago's afternoon news. You're listening to 720 WGN. My name is Eric Rung. It is 6:08. And one of the things that is really making news is, of course, the census numbers and the loss of population here in Illinois. For the first time in more than 200 years, Illinois' population declined over the last decade. That's according to new 2020 U.S. Census results that were released earlier this week. All of this means that the state will lose one congressional seat after the 2022 election. Now, the governor was asked about this, and he said a lot of it had to do with young people leaving the state and going to school and then not coming back. However, there could be a lot more to the story here. And for that, we're going to speak with Ted Dabrowski, who is the president of WirePoint, an independent nonprofit company delivering research and commentary about Illinois' economy and government. So, Ted, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on.
I was going to try and have you on earlier, but unfortunately, I kind of mistook a little bit of the time here. But what is important about, as you look at these congressional numbers, the governor is saying that it's really just a brain drain and that people are leaving the state to go to school because they can find cheaper educations elsewhere and then not returning. Is that what you're kind of saying when you look at the numbers?
Well, I think it's a little bit bigger than that. This population matters for lots of reasons. And, one of those is you can't have a strong economy if you're not growing. But primarily, one of the things it does is we're losing representation in Congress. Quite some time ago, we used to have 27 delegates in Congress. Now we're down to 17. And what's happening is we're going to lose one delegate. We're losing our influence, our clout in Washington, D.C., and other states are picking it up, and that's namely places like Texas, who's going to gain two delegates. Florida gains one. North Carolina gains one. And so Illinois is ceding its kind of influence nationally to other states. And that's a reflection of a lot of bad policies is really what happens, right? People leave. People leave the state, and we lose out. And so we are one of the three states in the country that shrunk over the last decade. The other two were West Virginia, who's a perennial loser population, and Mississippi. So Illinois was in a really bad crowd this year.
Yeah, to say the least. And what Republicans are saying here in Illinois is that it's the reason why we are seeing this decline is because of failed leadership in Springfield for so long. When you take a look at the numbers, is it what the governor is saying? I know you said it's bigger than that, but I mean, where should we be looking to try and solve this problem?
Wow, when you actually look at the numbers, and the Internal Revenue Service provides data each year on who's moving from where to where, because they know who files taxes in one state one year and another state the next, so they can track across the country movement from state to state. And what it shows is that we're losing our people to other states. All age groups, every single age group. We're losing people in every single income group. So it's really much bigger than and broader than Governor Pritzker says.
Right. I think it's, and Republicans are saying, they really took a look at retirees as one of the age groups that are leaving the state.
Well, they're one of them, too. But it's, if you look at every single age group, we lose on a net basis. We have more of every age group going out than coming in. So it's broad. I think that the big issue is that the other states are gaining while we're losing, and what it is, you can blame it on many things, but Illinois is a tough place to live right now. It's become very expensive to live here. Our taxes are some of the highest in the country. Our job growth is not what it is in other states, so it's harder to find a good job. And the third thing is that our governments are very corrupt, and so we're giving too many excuses for people to leave the state, and it's showing up in the population numbers.
I'm sorry. Did you say Illinois has corrupt politicians?
Did I say that?
I thought I heard you. I was just like, my mind was blown for a second.
when you combine all those things, it's really painful on people. And there's a lot of great states out there. You can easily cross the border to Indiana. Indiana grew by, I think it was over 300,000 people. Indiana grew by 300,000 people. Wisconsin grew by 200,000 people. So all of our neighboring states grew. and we're the only ones to shrink. So I think that kind of tells you the story right there.
Well, but the other question is, how do we start to reverse this trend, and how long would something like that take?
Well, I think it would take a while. I think we've sent a lot of bad messages. You know, our property taxes are the highest. We've got the worst pension debt in the country. Our credit rating, which is kind of the credit score of our state, is the worst in the country. So it would take a really big change from the government. And you hear a lot about just more tax hikes to fix things. I think frankly, people are tired of hearing that because it's not a solution. It's just more cost. And so I think the government needs to start looking at reforms. Are they ever going to talk about pension reform? Are they ever going to look at consolidating the units of government? We have the most units of government in the country, 7,000, far more than California or Texas, bigger states. So until our government starts speaking about that, people are just, I think, going to keep leaving because they don't see anybody talking about solutions.
Well, I think you hear people talking about solutions. It's the actual getting them done. I mean, you hear pension reform come up time and time again in election after election after election. And it's almost as if it is nearly impossible to get anything done on that because you would need the constitutional amendment to get it done.
Well, yeah, that would be precisely the place to start. And, what we need is a pension amendment because the Constitution says no. Our Supreme Court has said we can't reform pensions. So, therefore, it takes a pension amendment. And I think the people would vote for one if the legislators would put it on the ballot. But the legislators won't. And, a big problem with that is, of course, Governor Pritzker has said that pension reform in Illinois is a fantasy, that it will never pass federal muster. And at Wire Points, we put together a whole plan of pension reform. We argue why it's legal both here and at the federal level. But we need Governor Pritzker to take the lead and say, hey, we're going to do the biggest, toughest reforms that's ever been done in the country because Illinois has the worst pension crisis in the country.
Well,
until that happens, we're waiting around.
And if you had the chance to write this out, I mean, what needs to happen in your view to make sure that there is pension reform?
Well, so you need that pension amendment, and I think what needs to happen is, we've seen a few of the major newspapers support it. We've seen a few people, Rahm Emanuel, of course, when he was leaving, he supported a pension amendment. But we need more stakeholders saying we need an amendment. We need to hold the lawmakers accountable. We need to have the corporate, the corporate titans say that they want an amendment, and we need people. People just pushing all over the legislators, we need an amendment, because if not, you know what people do? They just leave. And that's what we're seeing in the numbers.
So, in just talking with you, I mean, it sounds like it really all just goes back to the pension reform. I mean, and without leadership on it, you see in the next 10 years, we're just going to keep declining.
Well, I think it should be a big wake-up call to everybody that if we're, think about Illinois, right? It's got great assets. It's been the machine, the center of the Midwest. We got Chicago, we got the lake, we got these great universities, great assets. We're the middle of the infrastructure of the country, and yet we're in the club with West Virginia and Mississippi for population loss. Right? You've got a state like Texas that gained 4 million people in the last decade, where we lost people. Florida gained 2.7 million people. They're attracting people, businesses. We should be that state because we have great assets, but instead we're on the other end of the scale, and that should be a wake-up call. People should scream that we need reforms, starting with pension reform.
All right. Ted Dabrowski, president of Wire Points, thanks so much for joining us here on Chicago's Afternoon News. Really appreciate the insight there.
Thank you. Take care.
We are going to take a break, and on the other side, we'll get a check of your news.